Welcome back. It's Doing the Possible with Rashawn and
Miss Melanie. It is definitely spring because April showers are here, so May flowers are what I expect.
I got caught in a shower yesterday leaving work. I was so upset.
It's been raining here since Monday. Although we had an amazing weekend, like we were up in the high 60s. I didn't need a jacket. It was wonderful. And then Mother Nature was like, "All right, that was just a taste." Really though. Let's get back to it. So it's been like overcast and rainy for the past 3 days. Today's Wednesday. The past 3 days. But yeah, it's okay. It's not winter. It's not winter anymore. It's definitely spring, but I'm excited that it's not winter anymore. Because winter depression or seasonal depression is definitely a thing, and you can tell by people's mood changes that some people are definitely getting more sun and are feeling better. Take your vitamin D, folks. Take your vitamin D. And by vitamin D, I mean the actual vitamin.
I was like, vitamin D. I'm like, I hope she's talking about actual vitamin D, not the.
I definitely was talking about the actual vitamin D that helps you produce more serotonin. So yes. Well, you know what? I'm gonna stop because I'm gonna dig a hole because the other vitamin T also helps your serotonin. But anyways, let's not go down that road. Let us move on. Oh goodness. So, how was your week? Our weekend.
It's all right. Kind of got upsetting news because now my one friend might not be going on my trip to Awesome Con. And
What?
now, I'm like trying to hopefully I can get this other hotel and I'll be good. I'm like,
Oh, did he have something come up?
something with the mother of his child and her kind of being spiteful and saying that, oh, I have a trip at the end of the month, so you can't go.
Well, why can't he bring his kid?
He's not trying to bring his kid.
Okay, well, I'll leave that there. Well, hopefully you can work that out. Either way, you'll have a great time at Awesome Con.
Yeah, I will.
I was on the fence for a very long time about going, but I won't be able to go because this month has been very overwhelming with like personal and family stuff. And I need to kind of focus on that because next month I'll be doing lots of traveling and I couldn't eat the cost, so I won't be going. But I will make up for it with all the other cons I think I'm going to go to this year. But next year maybe I'll go to Awesome Con.
All
But what I have been doing since the beginning of April, well, I shouldn't say since the beginning of April, since after the last time I recorded, really, is I'm preparing myself for Endgame. And for those of you who have been following us on our social media, that's 2AP Studios on Twitter and Instagram, and 2 and a Possible on Facebook. You've been seeing my posts and reviews of the MCU movies. So I've been rewatching the Marvel movies from the beginning. And I'm following the chronological order of when they were released, not necessarily the Marvel order that like shows the real I guess timeline, but I think what I'm actually doing is following the trail of the Tesseract. So, I started with Captain Marvel, which I've seen in the theater like 3 times, and then Iron Man. And rewatching the movies has been really fun, but the way they've been weaving this story is so good. Like just knowing what we know now after Infinity War, like all the little pieces, even though like some things had to change because they got the rights to stuff or directors had slightly different visions, they still all tied it together. And so the next movie up on the docket is Thor the Dark World. No, yeah, Thor the Dark World is the next one. So, yeah. That's probably my least favorite of a lot of movies.
Yeah, the Thor movies haven't, like, been the best ones for me when I've seen them.
Ragnarok is amazing, though. Next one is Iron Man, actually. Iron Man 3. So, actually, let me take that back. Iron Man 3 and Thor the Dark World could have been where a lot of people were like, I'm good. Like, I've seen enough. You guys have jumped the shark. I'm not interested. Because I didn't really like Iron Man 3 when I first saw it in the theaters. I thought it was too much. It seemed weird. I realized that they were trying to close the arc. It felt like they were trying to close the arc of Tony Stark. And then the next movie was Thor the Dark World, and I didn't like it at all. Like, the plot just seemed all over the place. I didn't understand how the ether worked. It was just weird. But thankfully, the movie after that was Guardians of the Galaxy. And I think, Winter Soldier. And that's my favorite one. So that's how they got me hooked.
Yeah, I'd say I enjoy Iron Man 3 a lot. I remember going to that movie with two other friends, and one friend is all about the comics, and when the Mandarin twist happened, he almost walked out the movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that, but I was like, no, this is great. This is great. And then, like, later on watching Iron Man 3 on DVD and seeing that, oh, there is an actual Mandarin out there somewhere along the way. He just hasn't really been revealed. It's fine. Because they can always go back and do an actual Mandarin. So,
I mean, I kind of see where they were going, or at least leaving themselves open to do the Mandarin properly. And, I mean, the art that they did, they took it from another series. But I just... So here's the thing. They could have made the female scientist the villain, but like they made the choice not to because they didn't think that would sell to audiences. Like, that's like a choice that they made, like a stylistic choice that they made that's been documented. And that bugs me because I think it would have made the story really compelling, especially because they were trying to push this narrative of Tony with his PTSD realizing that family and the people you love are important. You know, Pappy's in a coma, him and Pepper's relationship is evolving, and here comes this woman from your past, and you now have to decide, like, do you save the world, or do you have a family, and can you do both? Like, that could have been a really good story to go down. But then you just threw in this fake Mandarin piece. But why?
I didn't mind it. I liked the twist and everything. I was like, this is a fun movie, and it showed that Tony can be Iron Man without the suit if he really didn't need it. And everything else. I was like, okay, this is a good story. I'm enjoying it. I enjoyed the end because it kind of showed, like, hey, Pepper's the one who saves him at the end. When it's like Tony versus the Mandarin. And her with going through her issues of being kidnapped, getting extremists into her, and then her being the one to actually kind of save the day and save Tony's life. I was fine with it at the end. But the issue that I saw that Marvel was going to have was, like, you really can't do the Mandarin properly because it's kind of going into some racist stuff there. Just kind of like how they would have had the same issue for Doctor Strange. When you're using the ancient one, and why they went with the woman, because they knew it's like this, you're going to have issues anyway, because you'd been stereotypical in every other way of doing it. If you did it with an Asian actor, an Asian woman, anything, and then why they went with Tilda Swinton and went with a white woman instead, because they knew they would be damned if you do, damned if you don't, and you'd go with the lesser of two evils in order to get the way it is. Without the minimum of backlash that you would get from the audience and critics for certain things and certain characters because comics back in the day were really, really stereotypical and some racist and endpoints, but they had to do something in order to do it. And the decision they did with the Mandarin, kind of like having A, is fake Mandarin, Killian's the real Mandarin, or whatever, it kind of worked.
I mean, I hear your point, but I feel like you could have gotten around that with good writing, with you could have manipulated the Mandarin into a representative. Like, you could have turned the stereotype on itself and used that in the plot. I mean, I'm just thinking ideas out loud now, but like, you could have used the fact that like people have this idea of, you know, the Mandarin represents and him using, I don't know, you could have made the character interesting, but you know, whatever, we are here where we are. And I just, it's not my least favorite, but these two, Iron Man 3 and Thor, The Dark World, are my two least favorite. And so I can see how some people might have seen these who also didn't like these movies, or, you know, at this point might have gotten superhero fatigue. And like, these two movies might have been enough for people to be like, eh, I'm good. And then the next movie you have is Winter Soldier. I mean, that would bring anybody back, I think. That movie is so well done, and I just can't wait to watch it because it's next, and I get to watch it on Friday.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best MCU movies. All the Captain America movies are.
Right. I think if we, that would be good. Okay. A ranking of movies, I guess character movies. So, do you have Captain America has 3, Thor has 3, Iron Man has 3, Guardians of the Galaxy have 2, and Ant-Man has 2, and then you have Black Panther and Doctor Strange each have 1, and then we can count Captain Marvel. So if you were going to rank character movies, and who has the best character movie?
You forgot one, Spider-Man.
I did not forget anything.
But who has the best movie? I would say it goes Captain America.
I thought you were gonna fight me on my dislike of Spider-Man, but that's cool.
Okay. I'll get your dislike with Spider-Man. He's the best character.
Okay, well, that's a whole other show, so go ahead with your
I'm just saying he is.
At that end, we will disagree wholeheartedly. Continue.
Money sales beg to differ on the merchandise.
I don't know when that became the deciding factor on being the best superhero, but go ahead. Continue with ranking the character movies. Spider-Man not included.
Spider-Man included. I'd say it's going to be Captain America. Then Iron Man. Guardians.
Mm. Thor. Above Black Panther. Wow.
Yeah. Black Panther only has, like, Black Panther has 1.5 movies. I'm like, okay.
I'm talking about, okay. Well, I don't know how you're ranking.
I'm going like more of like development of like the character itself, because okay. Three movies of Captain America, then you have like Avengers, Age of Ultron, and them, then you have Iron Man.
I don't think we should count the Avengers movies, and I say that because like I think Tony Stark is the same Tony Stark in Iron Man 1 and 2, in Iron Man 3, which, mind you, happens after Avengers, where a lot of his, which caused his character change. Iron Man 3, you see a character development. Now, if you add in the Avengers movies, yes, that you see Tony's whole arc. I mean, you see his whole arc throughout all 22 movies. But, I mean, him in Iron Man 1 and in Iron Man 2 are the same dude.
Well, you have more, like, in the first Iron Man, you have Dick is Tony, who's just a party boy, everything else like that. Then the incident happens with him getting becoming Iron Man, so he changes. But then you have two where Tony is Tony as Iron Man, but he's also dealing with this thing of like, hey, I'm dying. I don't think there's a way to cure me, and he's just trying to figure a way to do whatever. He's kind of pushing everyone away.
So what you've explained so far is Dickhead Tony and Drunk Dickhead Tony. Okay, again, same
Well,
dude.
Dickhead Tony that's pushing everyone away because he feels as if like, hey, I'm gonna die. I might as well have all these people hate me before I go, so they won't feel any emotion towards me when I die.
Right, so same dude.
But he's doing it because he doesn't want them to have anything. He's just like, hey, if you hate
Because
me
he's
now.
selfish, like he was in the first movie. Like, again, I don't see any growth.
There's growth. There's growth. There's growth.
Okay, well, you said Captain America, Iron Man, and Guardians of the Galaxy,
Guardians of the Galaxy,
then Thor.
Thor. Yeah, Thor's has had like a lot of growth from.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, then I
I
go.
put higher on my list, much higher.
Yeah, then I go. Black Panther. Bruce Banner. Yeah.
Has changed about Bruce Banner?
What?
What I said, what has changed about Bruce Banner?
I'm adding the other I'm adding other things of like little things of like, hey, well, him and Natasha have their little semi relationship that goes back and forth.
Okay, so continue.
Ant-Man really hasn't changed. He's the same. He's been the same character since the beginning of like, hey, he only went to jail because he's trying to do something that was wrong, but for the right reasons. And him being a superhero is doing stuff wrong, but for the right reasons.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I think he's redirecting his persona to do superhero work because of his newfound suit. But all of it has always, I think, has always been to get time with his daughter. So how
Both of
so I
them,
think
both of them.
so I think that he's always been trying to do that. And he now has more incentive and more tools to continue to do that. So I think he kind of has a bit of a he wasn't having the best luck in life and things weren't going his way and he was used his comedy and his intelligence to get by and then he got a little extra help with this suit and now he can, reach more of his potential. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Like there's not a lot more there than that.
Yeah, and I'm kind of happy they didn't go some ways how they would in the comic books with Scott Lang's story and Hank Pym's story, because it could have been a way different movie in the first one. Since like, does they made like the Yellow Jacket someone else instead of Hank Pym's second alter ego that his wife in the comics. So, kind of happy they didn't go that way. But like yeah, Ant-Man always stays the same. Bruce has a little bit of development because he's changed somewhat. Him when he first was a Hulk, that's changed from where he was in the beginning when he had Edward Norton's Hulk. Then you
Oh, well,
have
I guess you
then
have
you
Hulk's only thing is the Hulk movie and Thor. Well, I guess that's the other
Right.
reason. I wouldn't put Bruce on the list at all because he hasn't had his own movie besides the Hulk movie, which isn't, I don't, I mean, you can count it, but I wouldn't really count it. And then
Tony
seeing him.
Stark shows up at the end, so it counts.
What? Okay. I mean, I get you, but I wasn't going to put him on the list because I would prefer a movie all by himself. But yes, the time that he spent on Sakaar definitely changed him. Him having his dysfunction during Infinity War obviously is something, but I don't know what it is.
Well, you know, it's more like the Hulk itself has changed because it's actually been able to have time of itself without having Banner there in his head and just being his own person, learning to talk, learning to do what the Hulk wants to do when it was on Sakaar in a way, compared to it being Banner in charge, then Banner switching to the Hulk just to fight, then going back to Banner and not being able to grow and learn and everything else. So, like, the Hulk had friends. Hulk was friends with Valkyrie, hanging out with her and doing things. So I'm like, it became like his own personality for once, instead of just being just Banner, then get mad, become the Hulk, calm down, back to Banner.
Okay. Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange,
Is he last on your list?
Yeah, he's like last on my list. Spider-Man's above him. But Doctor Strange really, I don't know, like him and Tony are very similar as in their arrogance and everything else like that. Like, everyone really just calls Doctor Strange Iron Man with magic, because it kind of is. But like Doctor Strange, like him, like his journey was like going through all of what he did, doing whatever it took, trying to do it on his own, then kind of having to be desperate enough to do what, hearing stories and doing something else, going across country, spending all his money in order to find the Ancient One, in order to learn how to get his hands back. Kind of cool, but I really don't see that much of growth. Only growth I saw was after the Ancient One bestowed upon him, like, it's your time. But, yeah.
Okay. So, my list would go Captain America. No, sorry, not Captain America. We go Thor, having the most arc. I think the cocky guy who thought his dad was going to make him king, to the guy who's lost everything, literally everything, mom, friends, brother, country, like, I mean, worlds, like, I mean, everything, his girlfriend, like, everything, but is still king, is still a god, is still, like, the most masculine of the group. Like, he's been able to push through, and what, now he has his full light, like, he is now Thor. He doesn't need Mjolnir, whatever, however you say it. Like, he is finally god of thunder, like he of lightning thunder, but he like is fully embraced himself in his full power. So I think he has the best or the most developed arc. After him, I would probably say Captain America. I would say Iron Man. Then I would say Captain America, although I think he went from the guy who is never giving up to being the rebel. He fought so hard to go fight the war because he wanted to do everything he could for his country. And then he turned and now is like a renegade against this same country because he's always been about his ideals. But I just love how he was able to switch from just going towing the line. Well, I guess he hasn't always towed the line either.
He's always been kind of like that one guy that's just been there. It's like He'll defend the weak ones. He'll defend everyone who are in need, whatever era, from him being in the 40s to him going into
Yeah, I
ICE,
don't know.
sacrificing for everything. Like
Yeah, I
he
don't know if
even.
he's really changed that much. I think he's always been the same dude, just getting better at doing what he does. So maybe he's bumped down on my list, actually. I guess I'm gonna push up Black Panther then, because in one movie, I think he finally we got to see him understand what it means to be a king, and he changed. He like went 180 on his thought process about what Wakanda needed to do, and we got to see that all in the one movie. So that was cool. Then I guess I would say Captain Marvel for the same reason. We saw her whole arc. And then Doctor Strange, same thing. I think that, yes, he's as cocky as Tony is, because he thinks he's the smartest person in the room always. But I think he's better than Tony in that he's not as rude, and he understands the importance of things. Like, Tony's always making jokes and calling people nicknames and all of that. But I think Doctor Strange understands that you can't be rash. Like, Tony's still making rash decisions. Doctor Strange thinks about things. And I think because all that time he spent trying to get his hands fixed and all that money he spent pushing people away and being all of that, he realized that you need to sometimes take a step back. And now that he can bend time and space, he has all of that time to be able to do that. I think he's learned how to be a better person, and that's shown through to me more so than Tony. Tony's better, but he's still an ass. Anyways, we spent a lot of time there, and I did not mean to, but I could talk about the MCU forever. But you, sir, I'm sure have been watching lots of TV while I was watching the movies again. So, what have you been watching?
I've really been loving American Gods. Are you caught up?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah. I even kind of decided to go take a sneak peek ahead of everyone, and I was not disappointed. I'm glad where the season's going, and I'm glad it's already renewed for season three, so wherever they end it this season, it's gonna make me want more for the third season, even with like the new showrunner and everything else like that.
I am thoroughly confused as to where we're supposed to be going. And I don't know if I like the direction. So I guess I'm the opposite of where you are. Because it's very different from the book, which is expected if you want it to continue into multiple seasons. But I don't know where we're going with all these love stories, and I'm not really that interested in them. So if they're gonna like go down these paths of people wanting people, I'm like trying to figure out relationships, and I don't care about any of that. I want to meet different gods. Find out why they lost their power or gaining their power. I want to see the clash between old and new. I want to understand what Shadow's purpose is. That's all I care about. Everything else is a waste of my time. So the whole scene, spoiler alert, the whole scene this week, all the scenes in New Orleans, I didn't, why? Go, I mean, they were pretty, they were lovely to watch. But I don't need any of that. Like, I was done with, like, give the man back his coin and can we move on, please? I really don't like Dead Wife. Like, I just want him to die. Just die. Go back to being dead.
You just don't like Dead Wife. That's what's your issue, I see.
It's not that I don't like, I also, I everything I just said, plus. I don't like dead wife.
See? Like, because everything not, in Clone Wars is not, like dead wife.
Just her. I just gave you a list of things I don't like on top of the fact that I don't like her whole character.
I'm enjoying dead wife now. I like her. Like, I'm fine with it, and I'm fine with, like, their little back-to-back sex sessions between the voodoo people and everything else like that. I was like, that's fine. But I'm like, if it's one step closer to her getting her body back and Matt Sweeney getting his coin back, I'll take it, because at least it's progressing their story along. But
it didn't. And that's why it was a waste of my time. Like, why did she put the bottle back in her pocket? Why won't she give him his coin back? Oh, because she doesn't want, like, she has the option. So why didn't she? Oh, because we have to prolong this story between the two of them.
Well, the dude said she needs blood of a level of the people, someone that loves her. So it's Matt Sweeney. Like, I think she needs his blood, but she's not willing to admit it yet.
But you know who? So you're saying Shadow doesn't love her anymore?
Not as much. I think Shadow does. Like, it can be Matt Sweeney or Shadow. Like, one of them would be the blood that she would need.
Yes, okay. I thought you were saying that you don't think that he loved her at all anymore. I agree. I don't think he loves her as much. I definitely don't think he loves her as much. But, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how I feel about how the show is progressing. So I guess we'll just see what happens next. Every time Orlando is on the screen, I want more of him.
Orlando Jones is great. I'm really enjoying his character. I love Anansi, and I just love
that. We can't have it. We can't have it. And oh my God, I just, so good. So good. All right, what else are you watching on TV?
I decided to rewatch You again on Netflix, which is a really good show. Did you ever watch it?
No.
You should watch it. It's a really good show. It reminds me a little bit of the character, reminds me of Dexter without the killing.
Well, that's always an improvement.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's a really good series, 10 episodes, season. It was originally on Lifetime, but Lifetime was like, nah, we're good. But then Netflix came in like, this show's good. We're going to pick it up and give it a season 2. And I think season 2 is like sometime this year. But it's a really good hit for them. I think you would enjoy it. Okay. But then I just got to wait till Sunday. It's almost time. Game of Thrones is almost here.
Are you excited or something?
I'm very excited. It's the final season.
I see a lot of people seem to be on pins and needles.
Yeah, because we don't know how it's going to end.
Somebody's going to die, and someone's going to become ruler of the land.
Yeah. The end.
I mean, you know how it's gonna end.
Yeah, but there's so many options, especially since what's the name never finished stupid books. Thank you, George R. R. Martin, for not finishing your literary material.
Yeah, I is he part of the writing for the show though? So like, he's like.
He gave them input, but then he's like, well, if I ever finish the book, it's not going to be the same.
Okay.
Then finish the book. You should have finished the book. That's the one main gripe I have with that man. But also for television, one of my favorite shows on AMC is actually coming to end in season 4. With Preacher. I enjoy Preacher so much because it's so good. And I'm kind of like surprised with some of the liberties that it like AMC lets them get away with. Especially, I'm surprised I haven't seen a lot of like outreach or outpouring cries from like certain religious groups or everything else like that, in which they portray certain characters. And I'm like, wow, you're really getting away with
Sorry.
this on TV.
So, have you been looking for their outrage, or because I'm pretty sure it's out there. I'm 100% sure it's out there. You haven't heard it because they're not getting amplified, but I'm pretty sure that they have an issue with that show, just like they had an issue with Lucifer. I mean, these things don't reach the
Height, like the real height heights. I remember
So it's
seeing
out there.
out.
They're complaining.
Yeah, but it's not. It's more of like, you're a cricket. You're not like a blowhorn.
Yes, well, they don't really like it when religious people complain about things. So it's not like, anyways, I don't even want to go down that track. But yes, I'm glad that you enjoy. I'm glad that you enjoy your show. I haven't seen it, but I
it's
heard that
entering
you.
its final season, and I'm gonna miss Dominic Cooper and Ruth Negga on that show. They're amazing.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I was telling someone the other day, I don't watch a lot of TV. And I think I've said this before on the podcast. So right now, just watching American Gods. So I guess I should find another. I was thinking I would find an old series that's finished and go and watch it and relive the moments so that people who've seen it before can say, yeah, see, we told you it was good. But yeah, I don't really watch a lot of TV because I'm more of a, I don't know, maybe I don't, TV today is much rougher and much more pushing the envelope than maybe is for my delicacies. I should say. Although I say that after really loving American Gods, I guess it was because that's based on the book, and I really like the book. And I think in literature, I don't know, I can feel like I can push the boundaries there a little bit more, but see, because I have control over my imagination. But watching it in film or TV is different. I don't know. I'll have to think more about why that is. But yeah, I just don't watch a lot of TV. Also, sitcoms lost my interest in the early aughts, which is why I still haven't seen any of Blackish, which I feel is the show that I'll probably pick up because they're in like the fifth season. So I feel like that's something I could like catch up on.
Yeah, I like Blackish, and I really do love their spin-off series at Grownish with them following the daughter and her college years. So it's really enjoyable. I think there is one show I am gonna have to go rewatch soon. It's an anime. I had to rewatch Cowboy Bebop since Netflix is doing a live action show.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Cowboy Bebop?
I did not.
It's like that one anime that people do say is like, if you ever want to try anime besides like Dragon Ball Z in order to get into anime, when you're first watching it, it would be Cowboy Bebop only because of it. Literally does have like the best intro music ever of hip hop.
No, wait. You know what? I love the music on these anime shows. So I am a subs anime watcher, and if you want to hate on me, do so. That's just to anybody who's listening. I need to see the words on screen, but I watch all my movies with the captions on, so it's just regular movie watching to me. I like to see, I love to hear the music, but I always put on the English captions so that I can read the words of how the songs, like what the songs are about. And I love how like season to season in some shows the song changes. I love it. It makes me happy.
Yeah, I think I think it's that anime show JoJo Bizarre Adventures. For the recent season that they're showing, they just changed their end credit song, and I was like, "It's Jodeci." I'm like, "It's Jodeci. It's Freaking You by Jodeci." I'm like,
It's
"Are you
not.
serious?" It is. It
No,
is 100%. Yeah, their
it's
ending credit song is Jodeci, "Freaking You." I was like, "This is the best anime in the world."
hilarious. Oh man. So I go through these periods of binges of television, or I shouldn't say consuming media. And so I think I mentioned this before. I was like, I'm gonna watch anime. Like, I need to get back into anime. Or like, I was like, I need to catch up on cultural movies, or I need to like watch some black and whites, and then I'll just watch all these movies from the 50s. Like, it's just it's crazy. So I went on this anime binge, and I finished like four different series. But I was like reaching out to people and saying like, well, I want to get back into anime. What should I watch? You know, the last thing I was really into is, you know, Dragon Ball Z and Bleach. And then Notaro, and they were like, okay, well, and they gave me lists of things. And I think I watched Assassination Classroom, and then I was like, I only want to watch things that give me the same kind of feeling that Assassination Classroom gave me. Like, that's all I want to watch. And then it was what's that one that everybody loves with the guy with All Might? What is it called?
Oh, My Hero.
Yes, My Hero Academia. I love that show.
I cannot wait until the new season comes out because I'm just
That's
like waiting.
oh, so good. So good, so good. All right. TV, lots going on. I saw Shazam this weekend. I forgot to mention that. I thought it was amazing. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh God.
You can
Okay.
ruin it. You can ruin it.
No, I'm not gonna ruin it. Well, okay, everyone needs to go see it. It's amazing. I don't want to I thought it was hilarious, and I really like the arc that they chose to go with, the new 52 version of Shazam. And it was just really good. I thought all the actors did a great job. I really like how they left the door open to do some more things with him. So I'm looking forward to seeing him in some more DC movies. And it's unfortunate that they couldn't get a contract situated with Henry Cavill, so some extra credit things could happen. But you'll know when you see the movie what I'm talking about. But yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought it was well done, and when you see it, we'll talk more. But what else is going on? Oh, this weekend, Hellboy's coming out, and Little.
I want to see Little really, really badly. I feel like it's gonna be really, really, really good. And I like anything with Issa Rae, Regina Hall, and I believe was it King Embarrass is involved also with Little. And I have to get her name because she's on Black-ish. And she is a producer of the show. I mean, of the movie.
Yeah, the little girl who's the main character.
Marissa Martin? Yeah, I believe that's it. Marseille Martin. Yeah, her being 14 years old and an executive producer on the movie, and have her own production company. Them Black-ish checks work.
Okay, that's very cool. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Little. I'm definitely going to take my sister to go see that because I think she's going to enjoy it. Also because I saw Shazam by myself already, and she's going to be mad at me when I tell her that. So So, although I'm sure she wants to see Shazam too. So I don't know. We'll either see Shazam or Little. We're definitely not gonna go see Pet Sematary, but you probably are.
I do. I will probably do a rewatch of the original movie before I go see the new one.
Cool. Sounds like we got some movies in our future.
Yeah,
Oh
we do.
man. So what's yeah, I think we talked about a lot of movies and TV this podcast, and I like it. I have a this or that for us to round out the show with.
All right.
And this comes from Shazam. But if you could choose between flight or invisibility, what would you choose?
I'm going flight.
Why is that?
So I don't have to, so it'd be easier for me to travel to work and go places.
Okay. That makes sense. I think I would go with invisibility. To be in places that I'm not supposed to be, I guess, the covertness of it. Flight does have the advantage of you being able to go wherever you want to go, but I like going where I'm not supposed to be.
Where would you want to go?
Board meetings, secret meetings of like organizations to find out what's really going on. I don't know. I'd want to like be able to like disappear from a room to see if like things were different if my presence wasn't there, I suppose. Or be able to like go find out information for people. Like I'd be like the best spy. That's what I would
All
do. Yeah,
right.
I think I would choose invisibility. But I would love to hear what anyone listening's thoughts are on that topic. So I will post a poll up on our social media sites. And again, that's 2AP Studios on Twitter and Instagram, and Two and a Possible on Facebook. So I will be continuing to do my reviews on the MCU movies that I'm watching, and let you guys know how that journey continues. And I love to hear you guys' feedback if you're also doing a rewatch, because I'm getting some really good some other people have some similar thoughts that I do, and some very different thoughts that I do on these. So yeah, leave your comments. They're always welcome. But as always, sir, it is great chatting with you.
It's been an enjoyable evening to chat with you also. So you have what, Iron Man 3 to watch?
Yes, tonight I will be indulging in Iron Man 3. And I will be starting a new rating. I will be starting this review cycle using my Iron Man rating system. So when we first started seeing these MCU movies, a bunch of my friends, we got together and we would rate all the movies, all superhero movies really, by how good they were in relation to Iron Man. So we would give them like Iron Man ratings, like is this as good as Iron Man or not as good as Iron Man, like this. And then by the time there was Iron Man 3, we would rate them based on whether they were as good as, like, is this Iron Man 1 quality, Iron Man 2 quality, or Iron Man 3 quality? So I'm going to use the Iron Man rating system, and base everything off of how whether it's better, the same, or worse than Iron Man, the first movie going forward. And we are officially in phase 2 now with Iron Man 3.
All right. Well, you enjoy Iron Man tonight. Well, Iron Man 3.
Yep.
And I will enjoy relaxing before I have to go to work tomorrow.
Well, you have a good rest of the week, and you guys out there, stay happy, or at least strive to try. Remember, April showers bring May flowers. If it's raining where you are, you know the sun always comes out tomorrow.
All right. Well, good night.
Good night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.